Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 806, 807-ish. Our topic so far, Cam Smith with another monster day in preseason spring training baseball. And we talked a little bit about what that means for him. Does he stay up the whole time? Do they send him down on a technicality to slow the clock down on him? That's a conversation. Christian Kirk was picked up by the Houston Texans for a seventh-round pick. Has some salary cap implications, but also he should fit right into a starting wide receiver role for that seventh-round pick, maybe changing what the Texans look for in a first round of the NFL draft. And your Houston Rockets beat the New Orleans Pelicans. It was a very sloppy game in the first half. The Rockets were sleepwalking through the first half. They turned it on in the third quarter, took a 12-point lead going into the fourth, and handled business. And one of the catalysts was their double big lineup again. It's something that they've recently, Ime Udoka's recently gone to Steven Adams and Alpe playing together, and it's caused some problems for whatever reason.
Well, and we got some sound. We got Ime talking about it after the Indianapolis game, but we got after the Indiana game, but we also got Steven Adams and Alpe talking about it. We'll get to it in just a minute. One other note from yesterday that was really, really good was that Christian Walker is back here for an MRI, but Christian Walker didn't feel like, because he had an oblique that took him a month to get back last year.
Yeah, yucky.
He said it wasn't the same. He said it's not as bad. So he did, the prognosis is hopefully that, because he said it worsened the next day. He said this time it didn't worsen.
They don't have MRI machines in West Palm?
Not like Houston's. Is this not the medical capital of the world?
Why does he have to get on a plane for imaging?
Imaging, okay.
That can't be done down there.
They don't have in Florida?
What kind of place is Jim Crane running?
You want that redneck state looking at your oblique?
So MRI machines are pretty expensive. They may not just have one in the facility.
I would think they could run them to a location.
Yeah, why does he have to fly
Because
back?
He's not in.
Because
it's not, you're going to doctors that aren't in network. Jim Crane's got to get his doctors in network. It's a PPO.
Wait, I don't know if it's a network thing as opposed to a team doctor thing.
But you also want guys in network.
Why is it the team doctor down
what
there?
If they call,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. All the guys are down in West Palm.
All of them are
and
here.
And the doctor's still in Houston?
Because it's the
Walter Lowe or
of the world. I don't
Monks
want them rednecks looking at our guy.
Well, why don't you have your devoted team doctor down with the guys?
What if they're big Marlins guys, and then
they're big Marlins guys.
Accident? Okay, what happened to Teddy Bridgewater? Got stabbed, and what happened?
What do you mean?
He got stabbed in his lung.
That wasn't Teddy Bridgewater. No. That was Tyrod Taylor.
Same thing.
No, way different.
No different.
Way different.
Tyrod Taylor
same
got stabbed.
Thing. Same thing, huh, John? Thing.
Well, they play the same.
Same.
No, they do not. Tyrod actually is way slippery.
This is John when it comes to backup quarterbacks.
Look at my African-American over here.
I knew it started with a T. Anyway, here's Anthony. Let's talk about Charles Barkley. Hey, Anthony.
Oh, yeah, guys are killing me. All right, so... Charles Barkley, like, he's absolutely right. Like, he's usually right 95% of the time. The 5% is just blatant disrespect, and I think he does that on purpose. But ESPN, they talk about the Dallas Cowboys who suck. They talk about LeBron James who, I mean, yeah, he's great, but yeah, get over it. And then they just talk about the Jets. They talk about the Brett Favre saga when I was younger. It's just like, it's just a throw up, eat it. Throw up, eat it. It's like a dog returning back to his throw up, and it's just, I haven't watched ESPN 15 years. So
you haven't watched ESPN in 15 years?
Yes. Like, I think Keyshawn Johnson got released from the Buccaneers is the last time I watched it, because they just kept talking about Keyshawn Johnson and John Gruden having issues over and over and over for a month, and I was like, okay, I'm going to just watch something else. Because This is the same throw up.
Well, so. it's our business, so we got to watch.
Microphone. Your mic's always off. Oh, there you go.
We got. It's our business, so we got to watch it every. We got it on in here every day. It's every once in a while, has content. But you're right. We watch this, and it's the same stories time and time and time and time. Look, they got
But it wasn't that Steph, year. It wasn't
Steph,
that way.
They're going to do a story about Steph Curry when they get back.
It wasn't that way 15 years ago, though.
No, probably.
He just checked out. Yeah. That's fine.
That's fine. He doesn't want to watch it. That's fine.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. All right, we've been talking about this. Steven Adams and Alpi both talked about the double bigs. Which one you want to do? Steven Adams first or Alpi? Dell?
Oh, they're both fine. I mean,
okay.
Pick and choose.
Okay, let's do Steven Adams. Talking about Steven Adams comes in, the double big has been very productive for the Rockets. They play zone, and for whatever reason, because like maybe it's because a lot of teams, it's like facing the option in college football. You just, I mean, we don't see it. The players aren't as good, but we don't see it, so it's hard to beat. And maybe that's what's going on with the double bigs and the zone that they're playing. And here's Steven Adams talking about it.
What did you like about playing alongside Alperin when y'all got that double big lineup going?
That's good. Yeah, it's good because it's something new. So it's, in terms personally, it's just engaging. Also, it's just a lot of my career has been spent that way as well, playing double big lineup anyway. But yeah, no, it's just good just figuring it out and feel like we play off each other pretty well. Just gravitate the defense in a certain way. It's a different look. So I think it's a pretty useful tool going forward.
We talked about it after the Dallas game. You said, you know, there were maybe some timing kinks to work out over these last couple games. Do you feel like you guys got that?
Yeah, I mean, there still is. Like, again, the pace that we played and then just our ability just to read everyone. I mean, it's been going good. Again, that was the first time we tried it, was Dallas. So, yeah, from then until now, I feel like we've cleaned up some stuff, but there's still a lot more to still do. You know what I mean? It's still relatively new. Got positive results, but can't get too happy about it. You know what I mean? Like, because the sample size is too small for you to determine if it's like thing. It's worth pursuing, but got to take it as like just coincidence. I'm more of a pessimist. I don't know if you could tell, but yeah, just got to prove it first. You know?
All right. Well, back to the double bigs. I don't know about figuring it out because they looked like crap for a while against New Orleans. If they play like that, they did in the first half against any really good team, they wouldn't have been down three at the half for sure. So they and listen, even on the Rockets, the headline, I think it was maybe it was the Rockets Twitter site, I don't know. Rockets escape New Orleans with win. And I think escape is the right word. They got out of there. They didn't play very well. They played really, really well in the third quarter. But before that, and really after that, they maintained it. But it was really not great. And that first half was really scary, actually, if you want to know the truth. So I don't know about figuring it out, but I do know that the double big is working. And he said it. It's something
new.
It's something new.
Yeah, I like it against certain lineups, certain matchups. You don't want to just – you want to throw it out there with a purpose against certain – you know, there needs to be a reason for it. And I'm sure it's matching up with Alpi. I'm sure that's the idea is they've got somebody at their four who can't match up with Alpi. This is a bad matchup for them. I'm sure it's something like that's part of it at least. It's where I like that Ime's doing different stuff. I like it. You know, this is one of the reasons I like Ime Udoka. Number one, he didn't take any crap. He didn't put up with any nonsense. from the beginning of the year, he basically said, "Look, this really dates back to last year." He just says, "Look, if I don't like the way you're playing, you'll come take a seat with me on the bench, and you may not get back into the fourth quarter. I don't care if you're Jalen Green, Alperen, Şengün. I don't care who you are. Love it." We always talk about accountability. Well, are you really about that life when one of your favorite players is on the bench in the fourth? Even if he knows that player might be a better option, if he's got a point to make, he's making a point because there's a bigger picture here, and he gets that. I just think I love the fact that we have him and Kelvin Sampson as our basketball coaches here. I love it. I couldn't be happier. It's a great combination because they know what it takes to hold people accountable, to make people mentally tough. They require toughness. They require mental toughness. And that's the thing that is like a separator between teams. Finesse teams don't like tough teams. They don't like mentally tough or physically tough teams. They don't like them because when it's time to get a 50-50 ball, they're not getting it. The tough team's getting a 50-50. Hmm. You don't like seeing Amen Thompson because not only is he tough, he's crazy explosive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and Tari Eason and a lot of Rockets. And, you know, Jalen's getting like that now. He's got some of that. So I love the fact that he will try different lineups. He will make points to players. He will go with different strategic philosophies like he has now with the double big lineup. He coaches. He's not just rolling the ball out there and doing the same thing over. It's not playing by the book like blackjack. This guy is actually strategically making moves and actually coaching. I love it. And Kelvin will do some of it, you know. Although Kelvin's pretty much like, this is the way we play. We ain't making a whole lot of changes. Play hard, mm-hmm. play fast, get rebounds, get loose balls. There's not a whole lot of strategic. At least I don't seem to see it. Like, I don't see a lot of strategic. Like, Kelvin's really playing chess today. I just think, Kelvin's just like, you guys are dogs. Go beat them up. Go beat them up.
Yep. All right. And if you've got any kind of issues whatsoever with your plumbing, here's something, and we've talked about it before, but how about being preemptive, okay? If you start to feel like, wow, this is clogging up, you put in the Drano like I did, it doesn't work, whatever, and they can come and undone. If you've got any kind of issues with a toilet that's stuffed up and it's not flushing right, the water's not going down right, man, maybe you've got some kind of problem in there, you need the giant a snake, then let them come. If you've got a water heater, tankless water heater that you haven't checked in a while, then you got to do that. You got to be preemptive. You got to get that residue out of there. And Billy Brown and his peeps over at Aqueduct Plumbing get that job done. Repiping job like you had?
Billy, yeah. That was a nightmare. It was a nightmare finding out about it. It wasn't a nightmare to have it fixed. Because I watched them out of my backyard getting all the work done, and they got it done. They're very honest workers. I love the workers too. The workers. I had the same guy who did the repipe. One of the guys who was leading that charge. He was at my house working on toilets, some small things that I needed done, and he did that. And just like Billy's, just got guys who, it's the same guys over and over. Low turnover because he's got good workers who do great work, and you love the work that they do. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. I'm so glad to hear Billy say that so many of you use their services because they are the official plumber of this show. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
All right. Welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
Is there anything that we haven't... we talked about... Stephon Diggs gone now?
I think yes, he is. This is it.
He has to be.
There's no way you can afford it.
Oh, a second for that. This didn't work out. You took a shot.
Yep.
I mean, I don't blame you. You took a shot. You know, that's on Nick. That's on Nick's ticket also. He's had some good picks. That was not one of his better moves. But I can't really bite it. I can't beat him up for it because I knew what he was doing. And he took a chance. And I'd rather have, look, scared money don't make money, but don't be dumb money. There's a difference between aggressive money and dumb money. And that was aggressive money. I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It was an aggressive move. I get it. It was a one-year risk, which has its pros and cons. The cons are if he gets hurt, then you don't even get a full year, and that just happened to happen. The pros are, hey, if he's an a-hole, you don't have to deal with him. You get him out of there. Now, then the negative is that because they canceled out the rest of his contract.
Ripping up the 3 years was I know you wanted to have the best of him and not have him and make sure that he played hard because he was in a free agent year.
But it
backfired.
It did, but I don't think he would have. I don't know if he had the no trade, but he basically, that's what he wanted, and the Texans were cool with it. You're right, because here's the thing. Well, there was still a lot to go.
He's never going to get that much. I thought it was dumb on both sides. When he did it, I said, what if you don't get $18 million next year? Why are you ripping up that deal?
Well, his thought is, I'm coming off a good year. I'm one of the best wide receivers.
Yeah, guess
what? If I get to free agent, I'm getting $23 million.
And if you get hurt like he did.
Yeah. Well, no one thinks they're going to get hurt.
No.
But when it happens, all of a sudden you're like, because he'll never make that money back, I don't think. If he's not, if he's lost a step even, how's he getting, what is it, 54? 3 at 18? Is that what it was?
It was 3 at 18, yeah.
Something like 54 yeah. million? Do you think he's going to make 54 million for the rest of his career?
I'm never sure. I never thought he would.
And, let me tell you what teams hate. Late in your career, when you're not as good or you're slowing down, they hate all this in the public eye with rappers, girlfriends, and stuff. Just like they don't want, you know what they're like? They owners and GMs and head coaches, they just don't want hassle. They don't want any hassle. They'll put up with it from good players. Like Micah Parsons, that's a hassle that nobody with the Cowboys likes. So, but he's a special pass rusher. You put up with it. Okay. If Stephon Diggs isn't special anymore, they don't want any hassle.
No, you know what? He's probably what? How much would you give? You need wide receiver help. You know who needs wide receiver help if they don't get DK Metcalf? Is the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, whether I don't know that the locker room is strong enough for him. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're not in it. But how much do you give him? 11?
That's what I'm thinking, 11 or 12.
11, 12? Yeah. And is it going to be
that's
happy?
But I'm only giving him 1 year.
I know. He's going to be, he's like turning into Odell right now.
Maybe. But Odell didn't have, but he could still play. Odell couldn't play.
Yeah.
Odell really wasn't a player
coming off this
season. Odell did have a good like three-game run with the Rams, three or four-game runs with the Rams. So he did have that. But before then and even after that, Odell had nothing. Stephon Diggs was still playing well.
Yeah, but coming off this knee now, as an older player.
Right, we don't know.
We don't know.
But I think the game, I think he still has some game. He's just, now you have to deal with some off-the-field attention. Where it hasn't been a problem. Like, he hasn't been arrested or anything like that. But it's like, man, his name is popping up with, what is it? Somebody's suing him, and now he's suing the girl. And
he's suing a girl for several things, like,
She's suing him for assault.
I don't think she's actually filed a lawsuit. She after the lawsuit was filed against her, she came out and said, Stephon did this to me.
That's right.
But as far as I have seen, he's the only one who's filed something.
He filed first?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the attack.
He's filed only.
I like thinking ahead.
That's what Sun Tzu would do.
Yeah.
Sun Tzu would have preemptively filed a lawsuit.
That's what you do.
Yep.
All right, get ahead of it. Get ahead of this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what Trump learned from Roy Cohn.
So he claims the defendant.
They sue you, you sue them three times.
Mia Jones assaulted him and destroyed his valuable property during an altercation at his Houston restaurant. And then she came back and said she was assaulted, but she has not filed a lawsuit. He has, though.
No, he has. At his, Steph has a restaurant here?
No, his apartment.
Oh, I thought you said restaurant.
I thought you said about a restaurant.
You said
maybe
restaurant.
I misspoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
You okay, did. That's what I was like. That's a
apartment.
Okay.
He's accusing her of punching him and destroying the receiver's his wristwatch and gaming system.
Oh.
And he also alleges
now we're on
gaming system.
The suit alleges her and another woman attempted to extort Diggs for millions of dollars. Mm. And then she said he punched me in the back of the head.
I can't imagine what some athletes have to put up with the extortion thing. I'm thinking that probably happens more than we think.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all women are not. I'm just saying.
I think you just said that.
No, I think they probably deal with some people that are not the that are.
Yeah,
hoping to catch a paycheck from time to time. Yeah. You got to navigate. That's why that's why you get married.
That's how I am with Wendy.
You just get married at age 21, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Aren't you with a second wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a felon the first time,
so it wasn't fine.
There's a felony involved. Not with me. I was already out of that.
Right. That's how I am with Wendy, though, trying to extort money
out
of her.
Hey, Lance, your house is being foreclosed on during your divorce. House is being foreclosed on.
Wow.
Huh. I thought she was. I've been paying all this money. I thought she was paying the house note. No?
There's something to be said.
I guess I have to pay to get my house out of foreclosure.
There's something to be said for not earning the nickname Community D. Because if you don't earn that nickname, they're probably less turns for you to be extorted.
If you get a wife like our wives now, like, you know, my wife graduated college in 3 years. She's got a law degree. I mean, you know, not currently practicing, but still.
That's all right.
She is. I got a wife that has my back every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Can Stephon Diggs just settle down?
Well, he's not looking for a
nice
wife.
Girl, settle down.
Not a nice girl. Somebody else's, but she's still a nice girl.
Well,
he's alleging this woman wasn't a nice girl.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think he's with nice girls. I just think he hasn't found the right one yet.
Do you think?
You know where you can go find one? Basketball Wives.
No.
If he can get on a Real Housewives or a Basketball Wives.
She was on Basketball Wives.
Oh, she was?
Yes, yes.
She was.
Do you think he's looking for the right woman?
I think he's looking to settle down, yeah. I think he's had his fun, and now Stephon Diggs is like, you know what? I'm in my 30s. Let me go find the right girl to be the mother of my children. Mm-hmm. We'll get married. We'll probably find a nice house somewhere out in the suburbs, and I'll really slow this thing down, and I'll start to – and he's going to have to start looking at 401ks, Roth IRAs. You know, is he going to save – you got to start saving money for kids going to college. Like, I think he's going to settle into, hey, let me get a more reasonable car. You know, probably trade down a little bit in car so he gets something that gets better gas mileage. Would be smart, especially if he's living in the suburbs.
I don't know, man.
Could you get more house for the dollar in the suburbs?
You're talking – like a man who doesn't have as many options as Stephon Diggs does. Like, Diggs...
He's got more options.
He's got more options.
Okay.
He's got more.
In theory.
If your name's Community D...
Yeah.
In theory, he has more
options. No, it's options. Not, it's not in theory. It's in practice.
It's in practice.
But in theory, no. He has more
options. No, well, it's not in theory.
You know,
I mean, financially, he can live in a lot of different
places. Well, yes. Since you're a loyal husband, he's got a lot more options.
Yes.
Well, he's got... Well, those are smash options.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Which is more than you have.
Well, yeah, but I'm married, but even if I weren't, he would,
no,
yeah.
I think he
but
would.
But I also
pretty sure am
pretty
might.
Sure that had I met, what's her name, Mikey Madison when I was was like 30.
If she was born earlier is what you're saying?
Yeah, if she was born earlier and I was at that stage in my life, I probably, you know, her or Dua Lipa.
Cash in.
Hmm. Yeah.
If we had met at some like draft party.
So you believe... The guy you what were you who were you hanging out with some noted gambler at the time? Who are you what
guy? No, that was in college.
Oh,
that was
college.
With Buffalo Jimmy.
Okay. So but at
he was hanging out at the pool hall. Wouldn't he be very attractive
to Mikey Madison?
Oh no,
to
I was Mikey Madison. Oh, I was a 10 at the pool hall.
Yeah. Because
with White Bear, Black Bear, Spider, Buffalo Jimmy.
Oh, he was yeah.
You know he comes from the Leone family.
What was your nickname?
Kid Kerwin.
Kid Kerwin.
Kid, you think Kid Kerwin is pulling Mikey Madison?
No,
Dua
further
Lipa?
Down the road. Yeah, no, yeah. not Kid Kerwin, but like when okay. I was. Oh,
so
yeah.
I've asked.
Well, that's when you used to hang out with the
there was
bookies.
No women. If that's there's when, any women in the sports palace, whew,
that's whew. When you used to hang out with Jackie P.
Well, no,
when
yeah,
you were
yeah, yeah,
third,
when I was
about
here.
30 or so.
Yeah, yeah, when I was here.
That,
no,
that's when you were more attractive with Jackie P.
27. Okay. Yeah.
So at 20,
oh, I was. Like,
so at
you choose between me and Jackie P.
Well,
I'm almost positive.
Oh no, I know that.
I'm almost positive. Oh, this is something I can't say on the radio.
Okay, do it.
So
I'm not going to say this.
So
I'll
let me ask
tell
you a question then.
I'll tell you about the concubine.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know this story. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. In your Jackie P. era.
Not me.
In your Jackie P. era, at the height of your
Who?
Jackie P. era.
Jackie P.
You,
that's where I got my Drayton McClain
you
from Jackie
think,
P.
Woo, you woo. Think Mikey Madison would have been on the table for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
On the table? Which table?
The table she got on in her role as Anora.
Hey, wait a minute. No, I think that – I just think that, like John said, he could have pulled Angel Reese or whatever.
Well, I said a woman of that stature. He said, yes, he could at 22.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if he was broke.
Yeah. I said
he could
him,
pull a
I
rich
said,
lady.
I said him at 22, whatever that was.
Yeah.
He said he could, yes.
Yeah. And I'd be a sugar daddy. I wasn't really making that
makes,
much
yeah.
money.
She makes more than you. How could you be
yeah,
a sugar
but
daddy?
But I
yeah.
had a Charger
Listen,
at the time, a Dodge
great
Charger.
When they make more than you.
I know you're living the life. Understood.
It's awesome. Hey, you know what else is awesome? Give me the VIN.com. You can make money. How about 20,000? Get this. Give me the VIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Give me the VIN.com giving away $25,000 in cash every month. That's the big cash giveaway. Two ways to win. Get 250 chances to win with your mail-in entry. Okay, go to give me the VIN.com and find out how you can mail it in. Or 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. They want to buy your car, whether it's your daily driver, pickup, truck, SUV, minivan, supercar, exotic. Give me the VIN.com. Also the place to sell your classic or collectible. That's GMTVCC.com, classic collectible. GMTVCC.com to sell your really, really nice old car. Say goodbye to dealing with dealerships. You don't have to anymore. Okay. GimmeTheVin.com. Put your car right on the money, providing you with hassle-free online option to sell your car. It's as simple as going to GimmeTheVin.com, putting in your VIN number or your license plate. You'll get an offer of your car in minutes that always well above any dealer quote. Guaranteed to be CarMax, or they're going to send you $100. You can go to one of their pickup locations, or they'll come to you. They'll deliver the money to you and pick up your car. Easy. It's fast. It's America's best car driver, and it's a big cash giveaway. $25,000 in cash every month, and you could win. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com, GiveMeTheVin.com. All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5-713-780-3776 is the number. Big, big night last night. Christian Kirk. A Houston Texan, Rockets win, Cam Smith. Let's get the Cam Smith sound. Let's get the Cam Smith sound. Cam Smith had three more hits last night. His OPS is 2,000. The kid, he's hitting over 600. He's incredible. The kid is on fire right now. And yesterday or the day before, the Astros put out, their Astros site put out, how you think? What do you think, huh? How about this? Like, yeah, we like it a lot. What do you guys think? And what are you going to do with him? Are you going to start him? Is he going to start the regular season with the team? And the answer is probably no. But this oblique thing with Christian Walker, and if the kid keeps on hitting, what do you do? I think Chandler Rome had a piece in The Athletic that said he could start the season. He could be here to start. Yeah.
He said the Christian Walker injury potentially provides one of the few avenues for Cam Smith right. to be on the opening day roster.
So here is Cam Smith via Brian McTaggart after the game last night.
Yeah, the 108 off the bat. When you just see the ball well right there, guessing on the pitch, or how do you see that at bat?
And defense?
No, the one you hit the ento, so he couldn't catch it.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. He talked to me when I was at second base. He's like, easy. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, like you're saying, I'm just getting pitches and I'm swinging at them.
Had you seen Brandon Sprout before?
I have not. That was the first time I saw him. I know he went to Florida. He went to the University of Florida and big rivals over there, but I didn't get the chance to face him. But he's got a lot of good stuff.
When you're rolling like this, how can you express how you're feeling at the plate? Just uber confident, or how?
Yeah. I try to stay grounded and even keeled as much as I can, because if you ride the wave, it's gonna be a tough time. So just like, obviously being grateful for the success, but at the same time, like, did we win today, or what do we have to work on as a team? So that just kind of keeps me grounded.
Last at bat against Ghost. I mean, he's got throws hard and can be a little unpredictable. How tough is that at bat? And you trying to go the other way there?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking to the hitting coaches with the scouting report before, and they're just kind of telling me what to do, and it worked out pretty good.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm not a baseball person. You guys are certainly baseball people. You're a numbers guy, Lance. Would make sure a baseball guy.
Yeah. You are a numbers guy, Lance.
Is there an equivalent as far as competition in the other sports? Like, is this summer league basketball, like Reed Sheppard when he went off? Is it, because we always hear when an Astro pitcher struggles in spring training, he's working on stuff. So how can we evaluate? Because pitchers will tell you, I'm just trying to get into form, I'm working on things, I'm not at top level. How do we judge what's going on here?
Yeah, pitchers, that's a good point. If pitchers are always working on stuff when they get hit, well, they still are trying to get you out. That's the lie that people tell. Oh, he's just working on stuff. Most of them are actually, they are working on stuff, but they'd also like you not to hit them.
To me, it is like you're playing lesser competition in football. If you can't play against lesser competition, why do you think you can move up a level? But if you are excelling at that level,
dominant,
then you're dominant. He's at that level, then I think you've got a chance.
Yeah,
when you get to the bigs, when you get to the NFL,
he's hitting like it's. They're looking at exit velo, but he mentioned it 108. Like
the third baseman had no The ball was hit so hard. I think it went off the third pitch. He had no chance for it. And then he went to right field, to right center.
He's new for us.
He is.
But he's a known. He's new for the Astros. He's a known commodity in baseball.
But the kid goes the other way. He hits it to straightaway center. He pulls the ball. He is. I mean, we've seen guys have big springs. This is about as big as it gets.
I'm just trying to work my mind around it because when an established hitter struggles in the springs, whatever. He'll figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, so when he does it, and like you said, thankfully we know, at least at this level, he can perform. He's not overmatched. I just don't know what it means other than, hey, he possibly deserves a shot to be there when they start.
Right. Well, if he was having a crappy spring, you'd be like, well, he ain't ready.
And you wouldn't overreact because you know the talent's there, right?
Right.
He's not ready.
Right. And he's got, you know what? It's a process. It's a process. Well, he looks like right now he's far along in the process. And you know what? It could be that, but they're still major league pitchers, and they're still bringing it at, and they're still throwing curves. They're still throwing sliders. They're still throwing, fastballs at major league fastballs. So, and the kid is just seeing now baseball is cyclical. Baseball is, you get on a roll,
and scouting reports matter quite a bit in baseball. So you might know more than me. Do pitchers work on sequencing of pitches to hitters, individual hitters, or are they just, hey, I'm going to throw stuff to try to get a guy out?
That I don't know. I don't know that they put as much time.
Are they game not, pla- are they,
you don't
not
show
game,
your best.
Yeah, they're not game planning
they're
for
not game
lineups.
They're
yeah.
not game planning.
Yeah.
And there's no, I doubt there's no scouting reports in spring training. You're going to get an inning. Get an inning or two. Josh Hader, we're watching a game last night. The guy goes, Josh Hader's in the fourth. He's just trying to work. That's all.
Yeah, trying.
And he's got to get out of there.
Yeah,
he wants to go. He wants to get to, you know.
Where does Josh Hader want to get to, John?
He wants to get to Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know. I don't know where Josh Hader's going.
Maybe
he's got the long hair. He's in Florida. He's probably at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, or you a biker bar. I don't know.
Strip club or also.
I'm not putting strip club. Well, on
I'm
Josh
just saying
Hader.
These are the things that are big there. And laundromats.
West Palm
and,
Buffalo
and tattoo,
Wild Wings.
And tattoo parlor.
What's the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings to the
Astros?
Oh,
there's going to be one. John's probably right.
Have you gone to that Buffalo Wild Wings before, John?
I don't remember, but I'm sure it's.
It sounds
it's Florida.
The
accurate.
One on Okeechobee Boulevard.
Okeechobee. I've been on that. Okay. I'm sure Josh had to
name
get
another
there.
State where you've got an Okeechobee.
Oh, yeah.
If that's, you told me, hey, there's a boulevard called Okeechobee. Where is that?
Possibly
there, Minnesota.
Or in North Dakota.
Yeah, somewhere up
Native
Minnesota,
American, yeah.
North Dakota, yeah. Native, maybe Oklahoma.
Oklahoma could absolutely.
Where's Apopka, Florida?
Florida. Well, that's Okeechobee is a city in Florida
and,
as well,
and Arizona.
Yeah,
Arizona has a lot of Okeechobees.
What?
Street?
No, stop. That's not what you meant.
What are you going to say next? A lot of Bridgewaters? You already did that earlier.
No, I didn't do nothing like that.
Tyrod Taylor, you need to tighten it up.
It's time to talk about Zadik Jewelers, okay?
Zadik Jewelers is the place you go. Really, I mean, to be honest with you, I've been telling you about Mother's Day and, Valentine's Day previously, birthdays and engagements. How about watches? Let's talk about men's watches, luxury watches. You got your watch game up. Do you want to get it up? Do you want to have new? That sounded different, but do you want to have another watch? Do you want to trade in your watch for a different watch? You say, I like this watch, but I've got a couple watches in my collection. I want to trade. Zadik will buy, sell, and trade watches with you. So if you'd like to come in and maybe trade your watch for another watch, maybe it's a watch that they traded with someone else that's in pristine shape, or maybe a new watch, they'll be more than happy to do that for you. People who are really into watches understand that Zadik has the best selection that you're going to find in Houston. It's, frankly, people come from around the state because they're a boutique location for some of the top brands around the world. So they have very unique timepieces. So if it's something that stands out to you, you want a timepiece that shows off your charm and your sophistication and your worldly manner, you're going to find that at Zadik. Their watch collection and selection is amazing. so much of their store. It's 28,000 square feet. They've got a huge selection for men to go to take a look at, and for women's watches as well. It's Zadig Jewelers. Go to online. You can go check everything out at Zadig.com or just head on over to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadig Jewelers.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have so much stuff going on here. Stephen A. is going to address the LeBron issue.
Good. On We've first take.
On first take,
yeah,
he is going to address it. So we'll. It's
you want to take it live?
I don't want to take
it
live.
No, this is not a press conference for a trade by the Astros.
So for those of you who haven't seen it, Stephen A. was sitting up close at the Lakers game. It looked like a floor seat, and LeBron came up to him. Was it right after the game?
After the game, yeah.
Right after the game, and he was in his face, and I guess lip readers are saying, or someone who was close to it says, keep my son out your mouth, okay?
But when you talk about me and whatever criticisms you have,
yeah,
don't include my son.
Yeah. So I don't know what Stephen A.
Well, there,
said about it.
Where there is a clip from Stephen A.'s, I guess, podcast. He's talking, criticizing LeBron about his thoughts concerning the GOAT stuff and the face of the league,
I think.
And he's running B-roll of Bronny playing terribly. So he's talking about
LeBron. But once
again,
that's producers doing that. Yeah.
Yes, it is. But
did he mention Bronny?
I don't believe it had much to do with Bronny, but Stephen A's going to have final edit on his own show. He's going to see it and go, wait a minute.
Maybe.
They're not going to run stuff by him. Hey, we're going to do this?
You never know what the B-roll is, that they put him in, that they put Bronny in there. Maybe he's saying, you know, he has so much pull that he's got even this able to play in the NBA. He got his son a contract. He's, you know, I don't see the correlation of talking about LeBron being the face of the franchise or of the league and putting Bronny up there. But
yeah, we don't know the context.
We don't know. But Stephen A. is going to address it, and we'll have that sound. Anyway, LeBron was in his face last night and none too pleased with Stephen A. Smith, the presidential candidate. So Draymond stuck his foot in his mouth, and apparently Karl Anthony Towns did not play against the Warriors, and Draymond said he heard that Cat didn't play because he didn't want to play against Jimmy Butler. Well, a reporter then addressed that situation and asked Draymond this question.
Well, we don't have. I don't. Oh, you put something on the rundown?
Oh, I put it in. You didn't. Oh, you don't have it. You don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to it. We will get to it because let that story play out itself as opposed to us talking about it. So, yeah, Draymond said Cat didn't want anything to do with Jimmy Butler. Now, Jimmy Butler is good. I don't know. Cat is dodging him.
Well, he's just playing a basketball game.
Yeah, right. It's not like
this
Jimmy
isn't Barkley and Perk.
Well, yeah. And
Jimmy hasn't been on the. This has been years since he was with the T-Wolves.
Yeah.
Draymond, but tell the real story. Draymond makes that comment.
The reporter asks, and here's the exchange between the reporter and Draymond.
You've seen your reaction today to your comments about Cat?
No.
And are you aware of what the circumstances were?
No. No. What's the circumstance?
Apparently he said he was at a funeral for a family friend.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made was what I heard was this. And that's what I heard. So I do, you know, send my well wishes to him and his family. You know, none of us, it's inevitable. We all experience death in one way or another, and we'll all experience it in the same way one day. So it's unfortunate. You never wish that on anybody, but the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis must go on.
Yeah, no accountability.
I definitely.
So that's what.
That's what I heard.
So
too bad.
So for those of you, maybe you didn't understand it because it was a little difficult at the beginning to understand the. The reporter said, "Do you know what really happened?" And Draymond said, "No." He said, "Well, Kat had to attend a funeral of a family friend." And Draymond went, "Well, I heard what I heard. He didn't want to play."
Yeah, but wait, that's really unfortunate.
Wait, what?
That's just what I
it's
heard.
It's really unfortunate, but that's what I heard.
No.
Wait, what?
As you mentioned, Jimmy Butler has not been a T-Wolf for quite a while now, and Kat has played Jimmy Butler since his departure. So I'm not sure why this game, when Kat's having a pretty good year, is the game where he decided, I don't really want to see him.
That's just what I heard, though.
It's typical reckless Draymond stuff.
I love that, though. Hey, I may be wrong, and it may be totally off, and it may be defamatory, but that's what I heard.
I watched somebody's life get ruined a week and a half ago, a girl's life get ruined from Ole Miss. I don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It may be defamatory. It may not even be true, but that's just what I heard, so I'm going to tell it. We got to get off that
stuff. Well, that might be a little bit. That might be. There might be some more vengefulness in that one.
Doesn't matter. People shared it like crazy.
Yeah. No,
Draymond just, well, that's what I heard, so I'm just going to put it out there. Don't care. Yeah, but he had a family friend die. Well, still, I heard it.
I heard it.
I should share it. He's a clown. Draymond's a good basketball player, but clownish behavior. Nothing's ever his fault.
The podcast is going on, whether you like it or not.
I know. The most important thing is this podcast.
And I'll mention the name of my podcast so you guys can go listen.
Yeah.
The next time I say something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Nothing's ever been his fault when he's fought with people, when he's just grabbed people by the throat. He never took accountability for any of that. Yeah. Nothing is ever. Can you imagine being married to him? Nothing. He ain't saying sorry for nothing.
No.
I think a lot of people can't. It's
one thing I've never imagined in my life.
Yeah.
Me and married to Draymond.
Maybe not specifically Draymond, but the personality. A lot of people are like, yeah, I know that person. I'm married to him.
Yeah.
Never say you're sorry.
Yeah.
Never admit when you're wrong. Yeah, I know that person.
Yeah. There's a lot of us out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us out there.
Always deny.
Yeah, and even when I'm caught in a lie,
yeah.
I don't
bring up other stuff that they had done before.
Yeah.
Draymond ain't alone.
He just happens to be a basketball player with a podcast. He ain't unique.
No, we out there.
Yeah, he slick.
All right, Draymond. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Little taquerias today.
Oh,
how about
man.
Some fish at taquerias around us?
Yeah, they have shrimp. They have fish. Absolutely. You can go get fish tacos if you're doing Lent. Taquerias around us is great. You can stop in, get their shrimp dishes. Now, you're not going to get the shrimp with the bacon-wrapped shrimp. That's probably, you could pull the bacon off of it, I guess. But, it kind of defeats the purpose if you're doing Lent on Friday. So, but they have shrimp dishes. They have fish dishes. Absolutely. That's an option for you. And of course, those of you who aren't doing the Lent thing, it's just a Friday for you. You're going to go have their carnitas. You're going to go have their carne guisada, their pastor tacos, whatever the case may be. They're going to have that. You can take advantage of it and enjoy it yourself. For breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, there is amazing choices with authentic Mexican food, great options, great opportunities at Taquerias Rondas, and their sports bars right there at their bar. They're turning it into a sports bar. So where are you watching your March Madness? It better be there where they have multiple TVs. You can post up, drink, eat, and watch ball all day long. It's Taquerias Rondas.